8:57, 37 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. First off, I want to say it was great to see everybody at the Beef House Outlook meeting yesterday. Thanks for everybody for coming out. Looking at the market, dollar trade is down a touch, and crude is off about 20 cents a barrel this morning, currently trading about 62 and a quarter. I did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, so mildly disappointed there. Stock market struggling in the wake of Gary Cohen, President Trump's chief economic advisor's resignation. This resignation may clear the path for the president to raise import tariffs, as we heard earlier, on several goods and commodities. Our market seemed to be tolerating this news very well. Looking at current price action, May corn currently 388.5, up a quarter. December corn, 406.5, steady on the day. Looking at the bean market, May beans currently 1071, up and three quarters, down three. And new crop November beans currently 1044 and three quarters, down three quarters of a cent. The meal market currently down, up 20 cents at 388.20 basis to May. And looking at the soybean oil, May oil is 32.22, down 26. Switching to the wheat market, May Chicago wheat 509.5, up 2.5, and July wheat is 524.25, up 3. Kansas City wheat for May is 545.75, up 4.25, and July wheat is 561.5, up 3.75. USDA supply demand reports due out tomorrow. Expectations for corn domestically carry out 2.313 billion bushels. That's supposed to be down from last month's USDA estimate of about 2.352. Looking at the soybeans, currently the expectations are for the trade to be 529 million bushels, down fractionally from last month's 530. And finally, the wheat, 1.007 billion bushels, down from 1.009 a month ago. Global numbers, looking for the South American Argentinian bean production to be off a little bit. We'll look for the USDA for guidance on that. Other than that, we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, this morning. And Bill, a part of that Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House yesterday. Thanks to everyone who came out for that. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 37 degrees, a northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, a few flurries possible down to a low of 21 degrees, and mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 35. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.